Nazareth. From the very first, we each considered the other a dull conversationalist. You probably didn't answer the door when I stopped by because you saw me as a pushy Baptist who was going to talk Jesus at you. Meanwhile, I didn't really want to come by because I thought you were the most off-the-track football fanatical cancer victim that ever existed. You couldn't understand why anyone would actually love God so much if he forbade them any real interest in sports. You were much more fluent in profanity than I was. I think you heaped up your argument with four-letter words that you knew would nettle me, perhaps to the extent I would quit coming by. And I would have, except that your family was so anxious for you to become a Christian before you died, no matter that you had no real interest in Jesus. During your final week of life, they asked me to make one more attempt. I understood that their greatest desire was a goal of your least interest. Yet, as I had before, I geared myself up and went to the hospital where you would remain until your death. As usual, you greeted me with contempt. I would have preferred you saying hello when we met rather than,
"Oh, not you again."
"Hello, my good friend. How are you?"
"Now, why would you say that, mmp? I'm not your good friend. I don't even like you."
"Well, the doc says you're not doing well," I said. "Thought we might have a little talk."
"I know what you want to talk about. My kids think I'm on the way to hell, and I probably am. But I'd sure like a little peace and quiet along the way. I know I can never talk you out of it, seeing you're determined to carve another notch in your Bible. So I'm going to shut up and listen. I haven't got the strength to do anything more, but I'd like to walk out of here and just avoid the conversation."
"Is it okay, then, if I walk you through some pretty important verses? Your family wants me to do this."
"I'll shut up and you talk," was all you said.
I can't tell you how much I struggled to find the desire to talk to you. I've seen a lot of men on the brink of hell, but none as seemingly pleased with being in that position as you. In some ways, Ed, you knew you were going to hell, and you knew what hell was all about. Still, you were defiant to the end. What I knew that you didn't guess was the strength of the love of God. But I couldn't make that real to you. God is indeed love, and he is so committed to saving the human race that he hangs between heaven and hell and throws up a million roadblocks to keep anyone from dying outside of his all-compelling love. Still, he is so big on individual liberty that he forces no one's hand. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. But the unrepentant still hold the upper hand. More than that, God hangs about the precipice of death.